The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Sky Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And it's Thursday, which means it's Listener Experience Day. So everybody get hyped. And it's almost the end of the week. We all love that. Before we jump into today's Listener Experience, we got to get through some of the business. So check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast and you will find us there. Come join the community. Be part of the Hollow Cult. It's a good time. If you have a personal paranormal experience that you would like for us to feature on a future show, Kyle's got some information you're going to want.
I do. And being that we're all about efficiency around here, which is obvious, the most efficient way that you can get a hold of us is through the email. And that email is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. You can write your story out in as much detail as possible and then shoot it over there. Shoot it to the email. That way we get it. We can mark it. And then we can create a show about your personal experience.
Yeah.
And we can talk about it, let everybody else hear it and weigh in on it and log it.
It's a good time. It's a good series of events.
It's pretty decent.
If you'd like to support the show, there's plenty of ways you can do it. We have a Patreon. You can go check that out. Get early shows, get ad-free shows, get extra shows. Sometimes you get coupons to merch. I know what you're thinking. Merch? Where's the merch at? Well, if you go to hollowskypodcast.com, check the store out, that's where the merch is. Get you some hollow swag. Just rep the hollow cult. It's a fun thing to do. You can also go to wherever you listen to podcasts, your podcatcher that is, and leave us a 5-star rating and review. We will shout them out on our normal Monday show. We appreciate it a lot. The best thing you can do is share the show word of mouth. Keep the Hollow Cult growing. Just put us out there any chance you get. That being said, we're diving right in. Today's listener experience comes to us from our friend Tanya. Tanya says, "Hi guys, I'm a huge fan of your show. I promised you an account of the strangest thing that's ever happened to me. I'll try to be as detailed as possible, but this is not your normal ghost or UFO event. In 2008, my boyfriend and I rented a house in Placida, Florida. Placida is a small Gulf town. The house was located on a canal that led to the Gulf and had screened-in swimming pool in the back. Before bed, we would always make sure that the screen door was locked. The house had an unusual floor plan. Every room had a sliding glass door that led to the pool area, and at night, those were all locked as well. Almost every night for the first month that we lived there, we would bolt up in bed because we would hear the sliding glass doors being opened. My boyfriend would take the dog, who would also be on alert, and watch each room, making sure that the doors were actually locked. And of course, they all were. The dog was a large Belgian Malinois. For those that don't know, it's a type of German Shepherd. Ours was trained to follow hand signals and was extremely protective. I'm not sure why all at once, but the door sounds stopped. But we were thankful they did. Something much stranger happened a couple months later. For a little context, I'll describe how our bedroom is set up. We hadn't accumulated much furniture for the house yet, so the bedroom was pretty much empty except for the bed and a small 4-foot dresser that we put the TV on. The bedroom was huge, so it looked incredibly empty, with only a standing light that we never turned on, and the dog's bed beside ours. The walls were completely bare. The only light seen from the bedroom was a nightlight in the master bathroom that shined into the hallway leading into the bedroom. A small window facing the pool area was shaded by trees, and the bedroom, being on the far side of the back of the house, had little light, if any, shining in through the sliding glass door. My side of the bed was near the hallway, with a tiny nightstand, and the dog's bed was on the other side of that. The rest of the area was incredibly void of anything except for white tile floors and white walls. So here's where things get weird. One night, I wake up facing the hallway. I was a bit confused because the room looked incredibly bright. I wondered if somehow we turned the lamp on or if the TV maybe had turned on in the night. I grabbed my glasses off the nightstand and sat up. In front of me, at the foot of the bed, was a huge pulsating thing. I've been trying to paint this thing over and over, but I can never quite capture how it looked or how beautiful it was. I'll attach the latest attempt. It was a few huge rings that were writhing around one another, emitting beautiful shades of aqua. It was pulsating, expanding, and contracting. I could see the empty wall through the middle of it being lit up. The middle of the ring was about 3 to 4 feet across, with the outside strands each an inch or two, but always changing as they twisted around each other. There was a part of it that was thicker at the bottom of the left ring. At that spot, I could see individual strands inside the strands, casting various blues and greens, and it sparkled a bit. It was mesmerizing, and I was incredibly calm for some reason. I thought at one point that I should wake my boyfriend up, and even put my hand on his arm, but something made me change my mind. I was afraid he would panic and that this thing would go away, but I wanted it to stay. I also looked down at the dog, who was completely asleep, wondering how it could not be alerted to the brightness of the room. His bed and my side of the bed were directly across from whatever this thing was. I wanted to get up and touch it, but again, I was afraid that it would go away, so I didn't move. I watched it until it finally dissipated, all of it moving through this large lower corner, fading away, turning the room back into darkness. I think this probably lasted 10 or 15 minutes, maybe longer. I had time to inspect the room, trying to rationalize what was happening, thinking that somehow something was shining a light through the window or the pool area, but really knowing that this could not be, as this thing was emitting its own light. At that point, I was wide awake and too excited to go back to sleep. I believe it was around 2 to 3 in the morning. I sat there for quite a while, hoping that it would come back. I felt kind of sad when it was gone, thinking it was so beautiful, and I'd probably never see anything quite like it again. I told my boyfriend about it when I woke up, and after he asked why I didn't wake him up, he answered his own question, saying that it would have freaked him out. I've seen a lot of strange things, such as ghosts, orbs, mists, UFOs, but never anything like this. The largest orb I've seen was about the size of a basketball. This thing was so big, I thought it was a portal, but I only saw the wall through the middle. What I've read about portals have all said something or someplace else was seen through the middle. I'm hoping that if you guys read this, there's someone out there who will contact you or me and say that they've seen the same thing and will perhaps know what it is, or what it was doing, what it wanted, if anything at all. I know nothing about the house or who lived there previously, but as for the land, the Colusa Indians may have occupied that land and the surrounding land as early as 5000 BC. Thank you guys for your time. I really appreciate how the two of you carefully read and review the events that people send you. It's not an easy thing to recount events to strangers, but the way you guys handle each event with care and sometimes concern makes it easier to come forward. Oh, and Alaska was awesome, but I'm back in upstate New York now. Big thanks to Buck for referring you to me and helping me recount all the weird details of this event. Yes, you may use my real name, as I believe most, if not all of your listeners, do listen because of their own strange events. Oh, Tanya, first off, thank you for taking the time to write this in. Again, as I mentioned in every show, I'm not sure when these were sent in because I just put them in a file folder and I don't date them, which I need to start because I'm not entirely sure what the Alaska reference is, because this could have been from years ago at this point. But Tanya, I hope you're still here listening with us, hanging out with us, so we can get some feedback on this encounter. Listening to the way that you describe it, the first thing that pops into my head is the description of, quote, biblically accurate angels, end quote.
It's 100% where my brain was at as well.
Yeah. With the pulsating strands, like revolving around whatever the center mass is. Usually, yeah,
it's like a description of a Dyson sphere.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the first thing that my mind popped into. I'm going to have to try to find this encounter again, see if there is a painting attached, because I didn't put that in the file. But that's exactly where my head went.
Yeah, and it makes perfect sense too, because everything about the encounter, as far as I can tell, screams a level of benevolence, just like. And it maybe even more than that, because everything was so soothing. If you look at the colors it was emitting, the blues and like greens, it's not like harsh colors like reds and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's very relaxing colors. You have this overwhelming feeling of just comfort and awe. In it, like literally, like what you would think if you saw a fucking angel. You know what I mean? You would have, you would think that if you had a one-on-one encounter with an angel, despite rationally wanting to be afraid because you're not sure what is standing in front of you, you would think that they would have the ability of calming and kind of somehow spiritually and mentally, consciously, all of it, relaying that information to you, like, hey, I'm good. Like, there's no reason for you to freak out right now. I understand why you would, but we're going to make this nice and easy on you. And the dog was completely unaware. And being that it's as protective as they are, it just stayed napping.
Yeah, I didn't even put together the blues and the greens with the calming effect, too. It makes me... kind of revert back to the finale on the abducting of a scientist, where we were talking about where the entity in the sky took the form of a female in white because it's so disarming.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like it could, I'm not saying it is, but it could be the same type of thing here, where you see this, whatever it is, and it's emitting all these calming, benevolent vibes essentially, but then on like it's also weird. Hey Holocult, if you've been around a minute, you've heard us talk about Mood, an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your front door. Mood's found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you want. If you are new here, I'm talking about mood.com. Mood has an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with promo HOLO. Forget the one-size-fits-all supplement that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood that you're looking for. Are you having trouble sleeping? Try the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies for a mind-soothing calm each night. You need an extra boost of energy, some mental focus?
try the morning Delta 9 gummies. If you're having trouble concentrating, you need some deep focus and enhanced creativity, try the Mind Magic gummies. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. You can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood in usually as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned before, Hollow Sky listeners gets 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use our promo code HOLO when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at Mood.com. And that's promo code HOLO.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
That she refused to like wake her boyfriend up, like any other kind of witnesses. It was just put off in her mind. Like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. This is between you and us. This is between you and us. And
yeah,
you hear in, alien abduction encounters where the animals in the room also are not reactive to what is going on. A lot of times they will stay asleep, whether it be through some sort of strange hypnosis or they're just completely tuned out to the fact of what's going on. So there is some underlying alien abduction kind of tropes, I guess, that also fit the bill. 15 minutes is a long time to experience this thing at the foot of your bed.
Yeah, it probably felt like a lifetime.
Yeah.
And didn't she say that in the beginning there was like door noises?
Yeah, prior, like a few months before, like prior to.
Right. And I also, just to clarify, I want to completely believe that this was an encounter with an angel. That's what I want this to be. I'm just going to put that out there. I want this to be that. Everything lines up for that. However, Steve brought up a good point with the connections to aliens. If you recall Stardust Ranch and other encounters where these encounters do start off poltergeisty, ghosty. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So there's that. And then on top of that, I just saw an interesting statement slash theory, in my opinion, even though they depicted it a different way. But I, regardless, interesting. I saw where they used one of the telescopes, whatever it is, and they captured what looks like Dyson spheres around distant stars, right? But one person relayed that maybe this is NASA confirming angels because of the biblical descriptions. Regardless, however you want to feel about that is however you want to feel about that. But the point I'm trying to make is the point me and Steve are trying to make essentially is that there is an odd connection with this encounter and the witnessing of Dyson spheres in outer space. Cause you could literally go either direction as we are right now in this conversation.
Yep. I think I saw the same video you're talking about on TikTok where there's like something like 60 possible Dyson spheres seen in the outer reaches of our galaxy, I guess, for lack of a better term. But for those that aren't familiar, it's essentially theoretically a giant energy capturing source that's supposed to capture the energy of the parent star of that said solar system. So it's got a bunch of these rings that spin around itself capturing the energy. But if you look at one theoretically, a theoretical drawing of one, and then you look at what people claim to say the biblical angels look like, they are very similar. You have you have like a center source with these weird wheels around it spinning around. And I never really made that connection until I saw somebody on TikTok be like, man, that looks an awful lot like a biblically accurate angel, which right. I mean, that opens up doors both directions and further like muddies the water between.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what like my point, like it's literally, you almost can't narrow it down, which is typical in the field. Once you open a door or close a door, more open, and you kind of get more and more confused. It brings you more and more to either an absolute or at being at lost. You know what I mean?
Dude, it's like, what came first, the aliens or the angels?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And like you and me have talked before, people in this field ain't. And in my opinion, in general, people who speak in absolutes are wrong 90% of the time.
Yeah, at least half wrong.
Yeah, because I shouldn't have brought that up because that's a conversation for another time because you go way, way down the rabbit hole on that one. But I think it's really fucking interesting the way this conversation panned out because you know, I saw it as one thing, and Steve did too, to a degree, but he also brought up other points where you start to contemplate, you teeter-totter back and forth. You're like, okay, like which way do I go with this encounter?
And yeah, I mean.
And are there subtle details that you have yet to recall / didn't think were relevant and are relevant?
Because the way that you, like, I almost wrote off the first part of the doors opening and stuff because the pulsating sphere was so weird. But since you brought that up, like, so many other encounters, like the Andrews family encounter started out the same way. Weird poltergeisty stuff. And essentially it ended up being an alien abduction.
Yep.
I don't know. The idea of screen memories and false planted memories and them using them in a way to like a calming effect is just so like it,
it makes you question everything.
It's sinister.
Yeah, and it makes you question everything.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, you can't nail this one down. And like I said, I want it to be a legit angel encounter of biblical proportion. But you cannot rule out the other factors either.
Yeah.
You can't. You just can't do it.
And the fact that it can be different, like you could have 10 people in a room and this thing show up, and you could have 3 people see an angel, 3 people see an alien, and the other 4 people not see anything at all. Is bonkers to me.
Asinine.
It's crazy.
That makes it even more confusing.
Yeah.
But it is weird. But you could see it in both directions with alien or angel. Like the separation where it's like, I'm here for you. Yeah. Not your dog, not your boyfriend. I'm here for you. And you can see that in both sections, alien and the angel.
It does. It makes you like it opens up questions like if these Dyson spheres are of extraterrestrial origin and they've been around forever, did they make contact in biblical times? Mm-hmm. And did people putting down what they're seeing in the Bible, you know, they probably didn't have any other way to explain them, you know?
Right.
If something that looks like that comes down from the sky, you're immediately going to like deify it, make it into a god or something similar. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
And on the flip side of that, if they are angels in the middle of outer space, like
what the fuck's going on?
Yeah. What do we do with that?
That's yeah. And no matter which way you look at it, it's fucking crazy. And you know what? And this is even for me to say this. Maybe at the end of the day, there is a closer correlation between angels and aliens than I'm willing to admit, that some people, you know, that people in general are willing to admit.
Tom DeLonge. Angels and airwaves. No, basically, no, aliens and angels.
No. No. You don't get to use him. He's not cool.
I get that.
But I don't know. This was a really fucking cool story. Really cool story. Even though it's subtle in a way. It's very simple. And it's not, it's like on the surface, it's not alarming at all.
Yeah.
But you get talking about it and questions arise. And now I'm just confused.
It does make you just wonder.
Because I literally wanted to cut you off and go, it's an angel. You saw an angel. And now your brain exercises in different routes. Now I still want it to be an angel, but I can't for sure say that.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't know. You don't know. You don't know. How I always bring it up, but the Kryptonaut podcast, they have some of the best merch in the game. Put that out there, but they have a picture or they have a sticker or maybe a t-shirt. I can't remember, but it's a Baphomet, but his head is a gray alien and it says hell or space. So like that just makes you wonder. Makes you wonder.
It's weird, man. It's weird.
It makes you wonder. But yeah, excellent encounter, Tanya. Thank you so much for taking the time to send that in. Again, I'm sorry if this is years in the making. We're just trying our best over here. Yeah, I'm curious. If you are listening, do you experience any missing time or because for the most part, you just said it was calming and peaceful. So
anything else weird at all that you can recall?
Yeah.
Anything. Let us know.
Yeah. I once you put the weird poltergeisty first experience together, I'm like, wow, this is probably not going to end up the way that we thought it was going to. But again, we weren't there. We didn't feel it. Like you said, it was exactly. pretty malevolent, right? Benevolent.
Benevolent.
Yeah, benevolent, not malevolent. I mean, it could be malevolent. We don't know.
Let's hope not. I fingers crossed it was an angel. Because you don't get too many of those stories.
No. No, I would like some more of those.
Somebody just reached out and said something about guardian angel stories, and I'm like, send those motherfuckers over because we don't get those.
Yeah, I feel that. All right, all occult, that wraps it up. Again, if you have encounters you'd like for us to share with the world out there and kind of get our take on, please feel free to send them over. The more we get, the better. It will be filed away very professionally, as you can tell. So until we meet again, check us out at our socials, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast. Join the Hollow Cult. On that note, stay safe, stay weird. Hell or space, Hollow Cult, hell or space.